Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, apparently I forgot to update, to log in a show on Thursday because I was doing it from a different computer.
Sure. So. Oh, that's right, because we had the tabletop, laptop, residual.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and Lolita gave us the forecast, but you know, I think it should have been an extended forecast. Oh no, actually, no. Actually, she's absolutely right, because I got my dates mixed up. I thought it was actually it's only the 9th, and I thought it was later than that because I'm probably wishing it was later than that. And what did she say when she said, oh. There's residual until the 9th. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought I was, you know how sometimes you're off by a day with the calendar? You think it's like a day or two later than it really
is? Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's past the 9th. Makes perfect sense. And I'm happy that we have our weather anchor, Lolita, because it gives you some comfort to know that, yes, on a vibrational planetary aspect, that there is Mercury retrograde residual energy through the 9th, which is today, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Explains that, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good. And listen, you know, it's the show was only affected by a minute or two, so I think we're great.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap, I didn't do it, so I had to. I actually did the show, like, you know, logged it in, and then when I went to go to studio, that's when blocked out. Like, oh, too much information. I can't figure out what to do with it.
No,
so I had to do some refresh. I mean, I was like, come on, really? So
things always take more time than we think they do.
That's just
what it is. It always does. Anyway, but we're here.
Yeah,
we're here. We're safe.
Here.
We are here, we are safe. And that's so much going on. I mean, just the chaos. But on Friday, speaking of residual energy from the retrograde, so it's just things like, you know, switching computers and power and snafus and communication and all this stuff that can be explained, that extra element of confusion that can be explained with residual energy from the retrograde. So Friday, I had to take, like, so many extra steps and just managed extra communication issues or whatever to do something pretty simple, which was to go a little bit out of town to see a friend in a play that I have to say, I think the play is going to move to off-Broadway to New York City, and I think it's going to be very, very successful. So that in itself, was great, but just silly logistics, like the price of tickets, and you could have gotten a discount, but you didn't tell me about the code, and this is a bad day, and then I'm going to go in my car. I can't go in my car because my car, the radiator is bright, but I don't drive. Well, ask your husband. Well, somebody can't come. I mean, it was like all these things, and asking my mother, can Jeremiah sleep over your house? I mean, it was like I felt like I was on a movie set fixing real problems. Like, it was just I felt like I was working. It was just, if it's purple, it's gray. If it's gray, it's plaid. If it's plaid, it's check. If it's checked, it's satin. If it's satin, it's, and that's my work. If somebody says this, but it's something else, but I have to figure out what it really is. I mean, that,
right.
And you know, and I always joke that I'm going to say I'm going to change the company to Helen Keller Productions because I have no idea what's going on, but I make it work. But I make it work. I make it work. So it was just one of those exhaustive, you know, and I'm like, this, meaning the play, this beep of a play better be nominated for a Pulitzer, and people better be nominated for Tonys, although not eligible. But I was just joking because of all the effort that I went. But once we dropped off my son and we were on the road and we wanted to beat traffic, and then we'd find some quaint little place to, you know, country place to eat before the show. And once we did all of that with perfect time, because I planned it perfectly, I always know to give more time than one would think, just to avoid stuff. So I really did. Boom, we're on an upswing. We're happy. It's my husband, myself, and my friend's partner, who we were seeing in the show. And we go to this quaint little kind of like old school family diner. It was super packed. And I'm like, oh, great. Let's sit at the counter. I love me a counter. So we were at the counter. It just had the best time. And I really wasn't hungry. So I thought, oh, you know what? I'll just get a cup of soup. And they had a great, it was so cute on the menu. Instead of appetizers or snacks, they had snackitizers. And I thought that was cute. I want a snackitizer. Isn't that cute? So I got all like, oh, my God, they have snackitizers. I thought that word was so fun. And I said, oh, I feel fancy. But this is where things got left. I feel fancy. I'm going to get me a shrimp cocktail. Okay. Harmless. Harmless. So I have my little, so they're having burgers and big salads and, you know, eating like guys. And I'm having my little, you know, my little soup and shrimp cocktail that was so pretty. And a glass of cheap diner wine. So we see the show and it's so good. And in a nutshell, the theme is about gay marriage. And when one of the partners in the relationship, so in the gay relationship, is against gay marriage.
Mm.
Fascinating.
Mm.
So good. So good. And I feel like it's going to do really well when it's going to transfer from this theater in upstate New York to New York City. And I feel like I saw a gem. I feel like people got to talk about it. It was so beautifully done. It was a great night of theater. However, about 10 minutes before the final curtain, one of the actors steps downstage, and the stage is totally black, spotlight on him, and I know, oh, great, he's gonna deliver a monologue. Just when he starts to deliver his monologue, my stomach decides to do somersaults.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh boy! And all of a sudden, I'm getting really hot. Like my temperature is.
Oh yeah.
My temperature is, and I'm like, oh sweet Jesus! All right.
You gotta get out of there.
And I really couldn't. So I'm like, okay, let me just. I'm gonna be okay. I know where the door is. I know where the bathroom is. I know from when when we do our polite, you know, applause at the end. I'm figuring out my exit strategy, but there's no way I could leave in that moment. There's absolutely no way. And I'm just aligning and going with it and not resisting and knowing that it's okay. I'm not going to put myself in a situation that would be traumatizing for all concerned. So I was feeling super hot and I'm like, oh, beep. I know what this is. So I had a sweater on, so I slowly take off the sweater to regulate my temperature a little bit, and then that helped. And I just held on. Finally, the play is over. Clap, 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 clap. I turn to my husband. I'm like, hold my stuff. Hold my stuff.
Yeah.
Hold my stuff. The gold medal goes to for the sprint. Hold my stuff. Well, I christened every bathroom in that damn theater. And so I'm like, oh, no, I think I have food poisoning. Oh, boy. I'm like, of course, because everything about going to this damn play was just 30 extra steps that weren't necessary. So, of course, we're going to cap the evening off with a bout of food poisoning, and I'm not home. So then we have to, it's not like, we're like an hour away to go home. The car's in the parking lot. And I'm telling my husband, like, we got to go. But we have to wait for them to get in the car with us. So I'm like, well, the bathroom's free. And every time the bathroom was free, I just went back in there. I used my time efficiently. Then we go outside, and again, more chit-chat, and people are chit-chatting with me, and unfortunately, it's kind of unavoidable. Oh, this
right.
is... This is Liz. She's a casting director. I'm like, oh, great work. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, and I'm thinking, okay, do I need to go back to the bathroom again? Because am I going to make it in the car? And there's no place to stop. Once we're in the car, we're in the car. There's no place to
stop. Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'll be right back. Because once we were outside, then it was cold, and then I got the chills, and then
my
temperature went. And I'm like, I'll be right back. Boom. Go back in. And then I come out and I tell my husband, we have to leave now. So we got my friend who was in the show, his partner, we get in the car, and I just focused on conversation and couldn't even have I actually had the heat on low in the car, and I felt bad for them, but I had the chills, and I'm like, I'm in trouble. So I'm like, open your window. Like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, taking sips of my water, and by the grace of all that's holy, I made it home, and basically, and this, you know me, I never get anything, and and basically, I just moved. It took a lot out of me. I was exhausted all day yesterday, and I just took my time and only was domestic. Did laundry for the family, cooked some food, picked up my son from my mother's, and then I caught up on a lot of TV. And just,
Good.
I had to, because that just, and thank goodness when you get a shrimp cocktail, it's not a lot. I'm so relieved. It's 5 or 6 shrimp. And of course it had to be the shrimp.
God.
You know, and of course, like silly me, I first of all, I don't remember the last time I ordered a shrimp cocktail. I'm sure the last time I did, it was at a seafood restaurant, because that's what I called a seafood restaurant. Like, even Red Lobster is borderline with that. But I'm thinking, I was all like, I got so swayed by seeing snackatizers on the menu that I didn't think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the last time I had food poisoning was like 10 years ago. And it was much, much worse then. It was also seafood related. So now, who knows when I'll eat shrimp again, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
It might be a good year or two. Yeah. That's what happens. So.
Well, that'll do it, you know. Anytime
that
you
will
get
do it.
Food poisoning, you get sick off some kind of food, you're like, nope. Too many bad memories associated with that food until, you know, it can pass. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So glad.
Oh my gosh.
Glad it's a holiday weekend. Glad I'm not on any massive work deadlines, because those are definitely dissipating before the next wave comes up. But right now it's like it's a time for me to get back to my own projects and back to, you know, my home life and everything else. So I'm just back to like just the normal chaos, not the chaos with extra insanity on top. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well,
so made sense with what Lolita said about the ninth.
Yeah. And what's interesting. Well, this weekend in Atlanta is Pride weekend.
I know.
Gay Pride weekend. So,
yay.
So I was able to go yesterday, cause I wasn't sure about today. So I'm going to go. But yesterday, I met up with Anna. We went to Waffle House for breakfast to get a bite to eat before we went into the park. And we were just sitting at, so we were also at a diner, so to speak, sitting at the bar, watching them cook. And I took a sip of coffee, and I felt like I was choking, basically. Like it went down the wrong way.
Oh,
it was
no.
one where if I could just cough, it would be better, but I couldn't bring in enough breath to cough.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was similar to what my cousin Philip had the week before, where he had eaten a dish too fast.
Right, right.
Yeah. And it was that I totally got like, well, could I unclench and do all that stuff? And but it was just like I couldn't breathe.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
You know, and so then I'm like, okay, I think I'll be fine. I just took a moment, and I actually have a little bit of congestion anyway. It's been kind
right.
of building
locking
up.
You up, yeah.
With the weather change, so that didn't help things. So
no.
That was
a
bizarre kind of feeling. And I was thinking, you know, I can see it now, you know, death by drowning at the Waffle House, you know. I was like, no, that's not how it wanted to be. It's not.
Right, exactly,
that
right. Found in a theater bathroom upstate New York. Right, you're on the counter, I'm in the bathroom. But isn't that interesting that we're both at diners, we both had incidences?
Right.
Here we go again.
You're talking about like was this, that was Friday, that this was, mine was Saturday.
Isn't that crazy? But that always happens
it is
with
crazy.
Us. I swear we were like related or married in a past life because we or twins or something.
Still alive.
We go through these parallel. It's like the energy is always. It's like if you saw the story, the narrative is so chronically different, but the energy is so parallel. It's hysterical. But oh my God! But that is a terrible, terrible feeling.
Yeah,
you're choking. You can't. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it was like, and I get it because people ask, are you okay? I'd rather they ask me that, but then it's like, I can't breathe. If I'm pointing to things, like I copy, can't breathe. No one tapped me on the back, though, so I guess I don't know if I probably would have wanted that or not. but
right.
Who
knows?
Someone that claps you on the back. I don't know if that would have helped or not, but anyway, it was weird. But the rest of the day was perfectly fine. You know, the rest
that
of the day,
moment.
It was actually a great day. Overall, it was perfect weather. It was a little windy. We got to meet up with our, you know, Julie Osborne, who's called in on the show. She's one of the fantastic comedians. She put together a show. It was on one of the smaller stages at Pride, and just had an hour-long set with a number of different comedians. It was hilarious. It was raunchy.
Sure, so funny. I
hilarious.
Could only imagine. Yeah.
It was a good time. And so hopefully, you know, they'll continue. This is the first time they've had comedians on, you know, kind of on any of the little stages. So hopefully we can get it where she's
going to grow. It's going to grow.
On a bigger stage.
It's going to grow.
Yeah. She's
definitely.
Already put it out there. She's put it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. It's going to. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. She
it's
was,
happening.
She was
That's great.
Great. You know, our friend Roy came up from Florida. He's also called in before, Roy Burns. He's back into doing a lot of his healing work.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was just, and hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up with them today if we can make it out there or meet them at some point afterwards. We did our circuit yesterday. We went to see all the different booths and, you know, saw maybe one or two other people that I had. I usually tend to see certain people only at these festivals, but yesterday, yes, we didn't make a big effort to kind of go out into the crowds and see. It was good. It was just really good to see everybody, or to see to enjoy the festival without it feeling so crowded. Because today is the parade, so there'll
be
a bunch of people down at the park. So I'm glad I kind of did my circuit. I was doing like adult things at these different. Booths like the insurance company had a booth, and you know I'm like I need to check in that, and I need to check into AAA. Yeah, I want to check into that. I mean,
you're also grown up.
I know. And I mean, the other booths had different games, and so we got different. You know, we did some whimsical things, but it was actually pretty fun and relaxing. And I know I'm for those of you who follow me on Instagram. Or on Facebook, I have posted some things.
The pictures are cute,
The T-shirt of the day was Black Size Matter. That was a really funny T-shirt.
I saw that one. Yeah, that's Black Size.
But just to spend the day with people who just we were all just enjoying ourselves and just to notice the things that made people laugh out loud, to see people. You know, so this. Festival, it's for gay pride. It brings a lot of different types of people out. So you you have the protesters, you know, of course. You have
the parade without them.
What's a parade without? Well, yeah, what's a festival without protesters? And then you get just regular, you know, people who are like, oh, it's a long weekend, and I thought we'd go to the park. Like, oh,
oops,
my goodness, look at all these people. So there were definitely some people, and it was great music on the main stage. So a lot of people would just kind of take a break and sit down and just enjoy the music. And it was fantastic. It was a great day. And we decided, you know, despite some of the lineups of the music, which was looked really good, Shalimar was
going to
be there, and Jody Watley. I know.
Jody Watley!
I know.
Love me. Did you see her?
No, we ended up going to get dinner. We'd spent the day at the park. And so, we didn't want to eat more of the food that was at the different booths. We want to sit down, and Anna's like, I want to sit down and be served. And
girl.
So, you know, a bunch of us went out and just got sushi.
Oh, nice. Well, that's appropriate. Let me
sushi.
Stop. But Jody Watley. But Jody Watley, I'm glad to know she's around. That's great.
Yeah.
She performing.
It was all really good. It was just a great day. Great weather. It was a little windy, like we were getting some of the wind from the hurricane.
Right.
But
right.
We didn't get the rain. The rain came, was on Friday, but no rain. It was gorgeous.
Oh, you're so
fortunate. It was actually a little chilly that night. So we, you know, like I always bring a hoodie because I'm always cold.
Right.
But it was such a good day. Good evening. I was tired. This is there. I got home and I swore it was a lot later than it was, but it was maybe 10 o'clock by the time I got home.
Well, being proud takes a lot of energy. Just kidding.
Exhausting, I tell you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's great. I love me a good prize.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was,
love
it was
it.
Fun. And just, you know, like I said, just to see some of the people and like to know, you can tell, like especially with the younger, like the not like, you know, not only like teenager young, because there were a lot of you know, LGBT youth groups out there,
right,
with their churches, as a matter of fact, but they also had just like 20-something, you know, and that are all just like in the prime of their lives, and they're just acting a fool, and I'm like, yeah,
yep,
you know,
good for that's time. That's what they
that's
need to
do
right
do.
Now.
That's what you do, right? But you can feel that energy, like they want to be acknowledged,
right?
They want to be seen,
yeah.
And
definitely.
And so it's a comfortable environment to do that.
It's freedom.
It
provides freedom.
It is
safety.
It is. It's a stage, I think, to do that, because then after a while you kind of relax. That's probably why I get it. You know, over the years I have some of my older friends like, oh, I'm not going to get a pride. That's just crazy. It's, you know, so it's so nuts there. And we usually plan a trip to go out of town, you know. And so I always thought that was interesting. But I realized, like, because it's not going to be fun for everybody to be out there. And, you
right.
know, and you just, you know, you want to have if you want to have a classy time, you know, you may have to limit your time there. That's not going to be as classy. But there's
right.
a lot happening. There's a lot happening associated with the Pride Festival, not just down at the park. But anyway,
right.
I felt very happy
good.
In that environment, and just taking it all in. I mean, some of the shenanigans you see, like you see every year, like,
oh,
some
please.
People like put some clothes on, some people
yeah. Well, that's an interesting usage of a boa. Okay.
Right.
So you see it all at a Pride parade or Pride festival. You see it
all,
you do. Honey.
You do.
I would love to put New York and Atlanta side by side, because I bet you they would really go neck and neck with the outrageousness.
Probably.
I bet you they would be pretty much, yeah.
Maybe. I would probably give a little nod to New York, just because I know how creative
because it's
and
New
expressive.
York. But, and not to be obnoxious. But, I would give props
but, yeah.
to Atlanta. As a, you know, our southern cousin, but I would say Atlanta would be like, you know what, we got it, we have to acknowledge and show the respect, and you know, to see like the southern fried version of Pride, I bet you that some of it would be hysterical.
Oh yeah.
To see like that twist that New York couldn't ever do. You know, that would be very, very funny. And it's funny, speaking of festivals, so it's also going, it's so funny because this is NPR presents Lisa and Liz. Comic-Con is happening in New York.
Yeah, my girlfriend's going to that.
Child. Because you just, you, so you could just, like, we were, like, in our travels in the car, we passed where it happens at the Javits Center. Oh, and I'm like, okay. But that's funny because you talk about pride. You feel safe in that element and that, you know, it maybe it like, cap, like, for a certain age or whatever. This one, mm-hmm. you got 50-year-olds that think that they're, I mean, that's where it's really, then it doesn't matter. There are no boundaries at a Comic-Con. You could be 4 years old or you could be 80 years old. And everything in between, and it's just so funny, like, to just see these characters and how people are dressed to go to the event. My son actually went with his girlfriend. She came here to change into her Catwoman outfit.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, all right, that's nice. Okay. Well, hello, Kitty. But whatever. Very, very funny. But yeah, that's a whole, people live for that. And it's interesting, you know, you think about the freedom that comes with identifying with the community. It's the freedom and the safety. You know, it's something we talk about all the time with our show on a much more framed level, obviously. A little radio show going on for almost 6 years, which I would think next weekend, or starting Tuesday, let's just call it our anniversary week. We might as well. Starting with Tuesday through Sunday. Anniversary week, yay, like we plan it, like we don't, but whatever. But yay, celebrate with us, yay. 6 years, yay. But the freedom that comes with feeling safe within a community, and then there's creative self-expression so that you feel safe enough to really express part of who you really are. And
right.
I think it's very interesting, you know, maybe it's a part that you're passionate about, but that passion has to be repressed or kind of guarded a little bit. So you can go all out in your little thong and your little harness and your little boa, you know, at Pride. Right? You can, all right, you can work that out, or your little leash and your little friends and your little whatever you're doing, whatever you're working out in that situation. You could present that and something like a Comic-Con, like you could live out your Star Trek fetish or whatever it is, or your anime or whatever. It's really it's really interesting, but there's a sense of joy. You know, even with the Halloween parade in New York.
Oh yeah.
Which I haven't gone to in years, but who knows, maybe I'll check it out this year. And it's I think last around, I don't remember what was going on, but there was like some safety concerns. Something must have happened, because when does something not happen? But something must have happened around Halloween last year in New York where there was like heightened awareness about something. But when do we not have heightened awareness about being safe? Because basically no place is safe. You just have to live your life and, you know that your destiny is your destiny and that it's already been sort of foretold, what have you. You can't not leave your house. But that sense of freedom to act out, Halloween really is like the mashup of all mashups. Living things out and also to express political views. I know with this, I've never, don't think, and you tell me, I don't think there's ever been a more extreme election climate than the one we're doing right now. I mean, we thought, that's old news. Oh, black president, that ain't nothing compared to, right? Isn't that funny what we thought that was it?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know. Can you think of one before this that it was this outrageous and this extreme and this polarized?
Mm-mm.
Right? Because I think the whole Obama thing, it's so funny because now you're loving him. Oh, that's cute. okay, all right, whatever. But good for him. Full circle moment. Full circle moment. Good. He can leave and he drop that mic and leave. You earned it. You go ahead. But this is crazy. So you see how that will be played out, like on a Halloween. Because
right.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And I know that you'll see pictures of it. You know, somebody will literally reenact in their costume the whole groping situation. I don't want to see it. I will put money on it. Because, yeah, you talked about New York and how creative. They go crazy for Halloween. And if there is a news story, they will find a literal way to reenact it in their costume.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's going to be a hand going in something but on somebody. Trust me. I don't want to see it, but I will put money. Somebody's working on that costume as we speak. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Crazy. This is, it's cartoonish how things are being played out on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that we are that we're the opposite on the inside, that we're at peace, that we accept things as they are so that we can be lined up in being present and not in our thoughts. And I remember something that Wayne Dyer said, and again, what a wise man, and so sad that he's not with us anymore. But he said, there's no such thing as anxiety, only anxious thoughts. He's right.
That's good.
Right? That's
a
good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So we kind of have to reflect within the most peaceful of environments within so that we can mirror back that sense of being present, that sense of self-love, that sense of alignment, and that sense of knowing what's the difference between our thoughts and what's really happening.
Right.
So that we're not always disappointed with things landing not the way we imagine, because they never will. Because thought is thought. It's not what's happening. Right? I mean, now more than ever, and maybe why things are being played out to the extreme so that we finally get to this point, I have no idea.
I think you're right on that one, too. Yeah.
You know, that the point that there's outrage with terrible things that are happening and have always happened, where I think it's such a time it's a reckoning period. You know, a reconciliation of, you know what, you just, if you're going to keep dumping, you know, garbage at the side of the road, it's going to start to stink. And I think in our consciousness, that's just this, you know, being motivated by greed and avarice and disregard for human life and what is really has impacted me on that in such a sobering, devastating way is a documentary that everybody must see. If you are a responsible citizen, and it's on Netflix, it's called 13th. And it's directed by Ava DuVernay. What's her name? Ava DuVernay. I can't pronounce her last name. She's the one that directed Selma. And she has a great show on OWN Network called Queen Sugar that is brilliant. It's like a soap opera, but it's brilliant because she's on it. And it just talks about the connection between the 13th Amendment and slavery, a loophole in slavery, which is why things are such a mess today, and how it ties directly to the Black Lives Matter. It is painful to watch. I had to put my hand over my eyes way too much through it. But it's something that anybody with a conscience in this country needs to see this documentary.
It's called 13.
Because it explains so much and how a movement of racism was built on greed. It was built on greed, and they found a loophole in the law, and the law which freed slaves, they found a loophole, and I'm not going to give it away. They found a loophole, which is why things are the mess that it is today, and the outrage has to continue, and the carnage has to be perpetuated, unfortunately, because this has to change. And this needs to be required at the college level, if not high school. But everybody needs to see this. There's no excuse. It's on Netflix. I can't say it enough. Cannot say it enough. And that's actually something that I did yesterday, because I just wasn't going to do anything work-related for once in my life, because I'm 24/7, 7 days a week. And I'm like, nope, I ain't working today. There's work I could do, but I ain't doing it today.
Right.
And but this was my due diligence. This was, you know, especially I am raising a black man, male, in this society. So shame on me if I'm not informed, if not for my child. But every citizen needs to see it. So it just really brings to light where that's what it is. We have a big mess to clean up. And if we don't want our kids or the children in our lives that we love to be burdened, that's what we need to do. Because they're going to have a whole mess of other issues, being addicted to technology and God knows what else. That this is the least we can do with the outrage.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyway.
So I just looked it up on IMDb. So it's 13th.
Yeah.
I'm just making a reference about it in the chat room, which Anna is also in the chat room. So thank you, Anna. Let's see here.
Hey, Anna.
Hey, Kristen. All right. Well, we do have a few hands raised from
our
usual suspect.
NPR.
So let's say hello.
Yep.
Let's say hello to Lolita. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys?
It's our weather girl. Well, your forecast.
Yes, I went.
Girl.
I went sun gazing today, girl.
You went who?
Sun gazing.
Okay. That's great. So it's sunny over
there?
It's
awesome. No, no. You go on, so sun gazing is when the sun rises up, that's when your safest is to look at the sun. It's actually a healing mechanism.
Oh.
It can actually heal your body in so many different levels.
Oh,
actually heal your eyes, open your pineal gland, and
I can't do that here. There's too many buildings. Oh,
yeah,
that's cool. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, up the mountain at 6 o'clock this morning, Kennesaw Mountain.
See, you got a mountain, I got a roof. All right.
Yeah,
I got a fire escape.
I got a fire escape.
She got a mountain. She's talking about mountain. I'm like, sun gazing. What is that? I'm like, oh, when you look at the top of the Empire State Building when they put the lights on? No. Okay.
You're hilarious.
Got you. But I want to just acknowledge, it was very comforting that when you called in on Thursday to say that there is residual retrograde energy through the 9th, which is today, because you could not be more right. And that was that knowing that, then you can sort of align and know that, okay, this is just the weather forecast, because energy is our, you know, it's the energetic weather. So I was acknowledging that, like, that was so great when you had texted and called in about that. So that's great. So that's wonderful that you did your sun gazing. I love that.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I went with Stu and his girlfriend, and we all went together. I haven't done the mountain in so many years. It was interesting. We got through it. We saw deer running across the mountains.
Wow.
It was pitch dark black when we went.
Yeah.
We got back. We sun gazed about 10 minutes in the sun and just did pray to the sun, and it was awesome, actually.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not too cold when we come to visit, maybe we can do that, because I can't do that here. Where am I going to do that? Somebody's going to jump me. Where am I going to do that?
You're so funny. You can actually do that, like, if you have a place that's high enough, and if you can see the sun, like,
no,
that's the world.
I'm telling you right now, unless I go to my friend's penthouse,
okay,
which doesn't exist, like, no, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Alisa, you've been to my spot. Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go, Alisa? You know where I'm at. It's yeah. Can I do it at Macy's? Okay. Like, I can't. But maybe, not to impose, but maybe during our time in Atlanta, that might be a cool thing to do, because I won't be able to do it ever here. Maybe.
So
yeah,
that's
kind of cool.
It's my...
Huh?
Are you definitely coming to Atlanta?
I'm gonna actually. I'm probably gonna book everything. I'm probably gonna book everything today, and I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
But those dates.
Cool.
But it's gonna be those dates. Yeah, I have to talk to my son and stuff. But I'm basically gonna book everything for those few days in early January. Yeah.
Very nice.
Don't be going on no cruise.
No, you ain't. We're not going nowhere. We ain't on you.
Yeah. You know. Chick-a-fil.
We're good.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
cool.
So go ahead, Lolita.
I'm nothing else. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
That's beautiful.
I wanted to try that. So cool.
I love that.
Cool.
I've never heard of such a thing. Have you ever done that, Elisa?
No. I mean, I've seen the sunrise, but I've not called it sun gazing.
What's the difference between sun gazing and watching the sunrise? Good question.
Because you have to look right into the sun right when it rises, because there's no UV lights. And you take that, take the intentions, and you let the sun absorb into your eyes and your third eye.
Oh.
And it's the most powerful time to heal your own body.
I want to do it. Okay. I want to do And if it's not possible for me to do that in Atlanta, the next time I travel someplace that's not like, you know, crazy urban and insane like where I live, I'm gonna make that a point to do that sun gazing. Okay, I love you learn something every day on the LOA blend. Always learning something different. Well, yeah, and Lolita, you really are a big contributor of the great information. We would have never known things like Diksha and all those these things if it wasn't for Lolita and the epigenetics and James and Adam and Lolita, you're just like freaking amazing. So always love to hear from you. And
oh, and I passed my life coach certification.
Yay!
Of course.
So you did what I said. Just take the test and keep it moving, right?
Yeah, I actually had. I really, really did. It was actually kind of good for
thing.
Me though to learn more and learn
and
more.
And that's
modules
exactly what I said. Because you
yeah.
can take sort of some of that corporate influence and then apply it. So it's all really good content. I did the exact same thing. I took the course like legit, and then I got my little paper. Yeah. So it's great to just kind of have like that corporate. You have like that information. So like you give somebody a handout or a quiz or whatever, and then you put your.
Yeah.
You put your spin on it that is only uniquely yours, but it's always great to have a shingle that validates you to others. Not that you need to validate yourself, but that it puts you into a linear context, and then people can take it from there. So, yay! I'm not surprised at all. Yeah, and I would. So, are you going to frame it and put it in your shop?
Yeah, I am.
You
but
should.
I'm also going to take the time to. Really do me till the end of the year. I'm not doing any type of energy work, only if someone, requests
good.
That. But I'm taking the rest of the year off and doing me.
This is music
getting
to
more
my
healing
ears.
Work done.
This is music to my ears, because you are at this, and this is how we'll wrap out the conversation. This is music to my ears because you had so much to process that it wasn't being processed. For you to get to this point. So that tells me that things are landing. All this work you've been doing, it's finally landing to create the space of clarity for you to say this, as opposed to what am I going to do now? That is such progress. Yeah, and you know what you're going to do now? You're going to do you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, I'm going to do me. Yeah.
Amen. That I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually made that commitment to myself after James left even. I was just I haven't done hardly anything. I just worked on my dad. That's about it.
Good for you.
Even with that, I don't make a daily effort with any family members.
No, that's it. That's so good.
I tell you, this epigenetic healing with ancestral has really, really shifted.
It's changed
you.
I know it
tell.
Has. Yeah, you could tell.
Changed the whole DNA. Oh, yeah, it's very empowering.
The way you talk, everything, the way it's like there's a whole layer that's shed. And like this, and it's like a rebirth. It really is.
Yeah, and I'm coming into, what, a 44 this year, which is all about rebirth.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Like my birthday. Yeah, so
and your birthday's
I'm taking
advantage. The 31st, right?
December 30th.
It's the 30th, right.
Yeah.
I knew it was near
I'm just taking
year.
Time to do me, working out, getting my health together, working on my eyes, and that's it. Nothing else is getting done.
That's it. That's all. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's
great. Oh, that's plenty enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing so well. So wonderful. And always a bright spot to hear from you. So the Lolita lesson of the day is sun gazing. Okay, I love it.
Look it up. You'll see some more stuff about it. If you Google, you'll see a lot of stuff.
I'm gonna do it the next time I'm out of town where I can. I'm gonna do it. I love it. So thanks for sharing that. And we'll speak to you very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll speak to you in a couple weeks. Mom and Dad are coming Tuesday.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, enjoy your time with your family. Okay.
Will do.
All right, darling.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, honey.
Bye.
Take care. Bye,
love
girl.
Ya.
Bye. Love you. All right.
The things you learn on the LOA Blend. I love it.
I know. Well, we have Tessa up next.
Oh, good.
Good morning, Tessa.
Good morning.
Hi, girl.
Hi, how you doing?
How
my
are
mom
you?
Said, hey.
Hey. So give us an update. What's going on?
Everything is good. We got to Douglas Thursday evening. We saw pictures and things of like Savannah. It got hit really bad. But luckily, like only thing in our yard and stuff because my stepdad's uncle stayed behind and he took pictures and he sent pictures of our house and stuff.
Yeah.
Only thing that happened, tree we got uprooted in our yard and
so not too bad.
It almost hit my car, but it didn't hit my car. So I was lucky on that part.
And did you do the angel meditation? Did you call upon the angel?
I did. I went outside and did it. TJ and my mom actually prayed over the house, so
it worked. It worked.
Yeah.
Team effort.
Everything
that's
is
good.
Like we can go back until when Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
Tuesday because like they have all like the major highways and stuff like kind of blocked off where you can't. I guess to assess the damage, make sure everybody you know safe and stuff like that, but. So we'll be here for a couple of days, but I've just been here working on art and stuff. I really haven't been, like, I guess, worried about.
You don't need to be. There's nothing
to
be worried
stuff.
About.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, I didn't have a reason to worry, so I just came here and started working on art. So
beautiful.
It's been pretty good.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of the pictures on Instagram. It's like it's really great stuff that you're doing, I kind of like smile to myself because sometimes I could see like. You know, it's an image. You know, there's one of a woman, and I think it's her chakras, and she's grounded. Or,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's my girl. Yeah. So it's kind of great where you know the story behind the story a little bit. And I was happy to see how prolific. You know, you've been very busy posting your artwork, which I think is amazing, and I love seeing that. And that you did take matters into your own hands instead of really worrying you involved your family, which I think is so beautiful to involve the family in spiritual work. You know, your mom, your son, and that the trees were, you know, the one tree was uprooted and everything was safe. You know, I hope that you can receive that's like a little bit of a miracle.
I do. I really do because I see other people's homes and stuff, you know, and I'm just like, you know, I know that we're protected there's nothing to worry about, you know, and I really have to have faith in that and not, you know, derailed by, like, thoughts in your head that, you know, a lot of times you can just run with, and it leads down a rabbit hole and be worried about
you heard,
thought.
Did you hear what I said, or what I quoted Wayne Dyer?
I heard something that my mom had talking to me a little bit while.
Okay, so I'll just repeat it because it's worth repeating. And I love this because I'm somebody that I'm very sensitive to anxiety. I can get triggered very easily. And I think many of us can be, just because of how we're wired and we're so sensitive and, you know, we're fragile energetically in a lot of ways. And he says there's no such thing as anxiety, only anxious thoughts.
Mm.
And when we don't accept life as it presents itself, that's, you know, that's what happens. He's absolutely right.
Yes. And that's what I've been, like, lately. I've been, you know, every morning I wake up, something I just feel, like, lighter. Especially after that dream I had about the floods or whatever, like, I wake up and feel lighter. And I realized, like, just accepting where I'm at now.
Yes.
In life, you feel so much better than, you know, thinking, oh, I should have been here by now. Or,
no,
you know,
forget that. That doesn't exist. Yeah, that's
so just like, mm-hmm. right now, I'm this is where I'm at. Like, and just, you know, pick a direction and, you know, start.
Right. I got this, image, Tessa, as you're speaking. Like, this picture came in, so I'm just going to share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And energetically, in your field, is, and maybe this is for everybody, I don't know, but I just want to share this picture that came in your field, that the anxious thoughts, the beating yourself up, the, you know, because what you say on the air, you're barely scratching the surface of what the darkness of what's really there. Okay, mm-hmm. You can confirm or deny, it doesn't matter. It's just what I'm getting from the energy. And in that expression that's self-recriminating, that's damaging to the self, it is the energetic equivalent. It's as if you are cutting into your etheric field, no different than a teenager cutting themselves to feel the pain so that they feel something because they're so numb. So energetically, whenever we are self-recriminating or we're not present or we're feeling anxious or we're feeling judgmental toward ourselves or others or we're feeling like we're failures or whatever, however you want to present it, it's as if we're cutting into our etheric field and damaging.
And,
does that make sense? Because that picture came in when you were talking.
It does. And I can, like, I have moments like when I get like, that's why this weekend I've worked on so much art, is because when I'm working on art, I try not to think about anything else. It's just, I'm just working on a piece that I'm working on so that I guess it helps me not go there.
Gotcha. Good.
I get what you're saying. So this weekend I did, you know, one morning, I think the Friday when we got here, whatever, and like I said, since I've been working, I can't, you know, pay certain bills and things like that, and I get the calls, like, first thing Friday morning, as soon as you wake up.
Yeah,
like, you know,
it's,
you have a good day, then somebody calls, you know, asking for something that you can't give, and then, you know, so I just got up Friday morning, and I just started working on art, because I was like, I don't want to, you know, get into that space and, you know, beat myself up about things. And so, like I said, what you're saying is true, and I definitely, you know, agree. Like, sometimes, like, what I could say on here may be different, but that's what's been happening. That's why, like I said, I concentrate on what I know
right.
helps me feel, you know.
What raises you up.
Like, what makes you feel good, so.
Right. And I'm sure, or you're about to, or you did already, that we had talked about you seeing the Matt Kahn video again, Feel Good Now.
Yeah. As I was, matter of fact, I was going to take the time today to look at some videos.
Oh, good.
And stuff on
so do that. So do that as well. But you're taking matters into your own hands. And You know, every time you get a call from a bill collector or whatever, bless them. They're just doing their job. Because that's going to cut the anxiety in half. They're just doing their job.
You're right.
And you're going to create the space so that you can work it out with the people that, the creditors. So you got to trust that.
Most definitely.
All right, honey. Well, I'm glad everybody is safe, and check in with us during the week once you get back so that we know you guys are good.
Okay.
All right,
thank
beautiful.
You.
Hang in there.
Take care. Love you.
Take care. Love you.
So in our final moments, anybody else waiting for us?
Yeah, we have one more call.
Okay, so I'll just say this. We're going to be cut off in 2 minutes. So if you're on the line, we'll take your call. You can continue to listen in. If you want to hear the show in its entirety, you can download it on iTunes, Universal Energy Radio, the LOA Blend. Okay.
Yeah, this is our friend Jay.
Hey, Liz.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for taking my call late. So it was late night last night, so I was up basically, I don't know, just doing crazy stuff. So, but, yeah, it was a fun time. It was Gratitude Day.
Cool. And, you know, there's also a co-host on the show. Her name's Elisa. You want to say hi to her, too? Anyway,
oh,
just
so
you know, that's the,
you call.
This is the price you pay. So, what do you mean you did crazy stuff?
Well, I didn't crazy stuff. It was more like Gratitude Day. I had a person I didn't even know. I had it was a psychic medium, and she was talking to her. Well, we spent about 2 hours just talking about different things and having fun with card readings and stuff like that.
Nice.
But right after that, I went to. A friend said you would like to go to this friend's birthday party, and I was at a really nice vegan, really classy restaurant, and we did that. I did that for about a couple hours, and then took off, and then I told some people there that there was a thing called Gratitude Stew, and what that was is that this is kind of like a holistic place where people actually do healings and stuff met there, and people brought different things for the stew. So I brought quinoa, and some people brought, like carrots and things like that. So it was a great together. And I was there from about 6 o'clock to about 1.
And let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. So it reminds me of that book, that children's book, Stone Soup, where it's like all of a sudden all these things come together. So did you actually eat the stew?
Yeah, we ate the stew, yeah.
Was it good?
All of us ate the stew. There was 3 different types of stews. There's a vegan, vegetarian, and a meat stew, like a beef stew.
Wow.
And people were cooking it there, and we didn't eat till about late at night, like 8 or 9 o'clock. And then we did a passion show where we would talk about poems and different things. And
that's cute.
Yeah. So I sang a gratitude song.
Wow. How'd that go over?
That was interesting because the place is quite quiet, and just watching people, and they didn't really, just didn't say anything or anything like that. So just,
but that you got out of your comfort zone, and that you kind of performed, and this is, you went from improv to this. I mean, that's progress.
Yeah,
it's progress. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
that's huge.
And I said I'd do that, and okay, and so it was just a great night. And there was a friend that was at the birthday party. She wanted to go, and she didn't have a ride there, so I brought her along there, and she was there till I left too. So brought her back home. Well, so it's good to be with being with people and things like that. And some people who want to talk about different things.
Well,
there's a lady.
Has the space. I'm not going to disclose what we did in a private session. But hello, see this is
hello?
Look that see. That space was created.
Yes.
I mean, I'm thrilled because you worked that, you manifested that pretty quick. Like you lined up
the
energy. Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So we got 3 invites. A lady that I talked to this morning,
hello.
Last morning, she wants to go to her house and have supper with their kids who are spiritually psychic and things like that, which would be interesting.
Nice.
And then there's another lady who wants to go for coffee. Another lady wants to do ceremony.
Hello?
Ceremony way out of town.
What kind of ceremony?
It's really interesting.
I always got to take it there, don't I?
yeah, take it there, yeah. I have to, I wish I could make funny faces if you're on Skype like I did before. No, I didn't.
Well, this is why we have the show like this. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she wants to do ceremony. You're fast. Yeah, she wants to do ceremony at a place where there was some stuff going on. I'm not sure quite clear what's going on, but the spirit's there, so.
Nice.
It's out of sight of town, so it's really interesting. So
look at you just switched up. Let me just say, without getting into what we talk about confidentially, he just switched up his whole energetic field. You switched it all up, and it's interesting because we only had a 45-minute session, and at the end of the session, I don't know if you remember me saying this to you, Jay, but one of the things I said when we were saying goodbye is like, dude, I already feel like your energy is already shifting right now. I felt it, and you're just riding that wave, and I love hearing the progress. I'm feeling it, and I'm hearing it. Like, that's really beautiful. I think you just let go of a lot of things to create the space for all this stuff, obviously, right?
Yes. The healing session and the improv in that same week, yeah.
Good for you. This is really great, and this is establishing the patterns for, you know, where you are in this phase and stage of your life, as we talked about privately. So this is really terrific. So what a great way to end the show, and it's always so great to our three callers back-to-back, long-time listeners. That's great.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. So listen, starting this week, Tuesday, Thursday, next Sunday, we're just going to acknowledge that it's our anniversary week, 6 years being on the air together. So call in one of those shows so we can just celebrate the Yellow Way Blend. So and without listeners like you guys, we wouldn't have evolved and grown in the way that we have. So we are very grateful to you guys as well. So, yeah, so check in with us during the week so we can acknowledge that.
Awesome. Thank you
Yay.
So much.
Thank you, Jay. You're doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for calling in. Yay.
Great update, man.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Take care, honey.
All right. Love you.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, baby. So are we all clear?
I think we are. We did have our usual suspects also in the chat room, Raven, Havertown, we have the Aquarium Path, my cousin, of course, and also Amish Comedian. So good to see all of you in the chat room. I did mean, and I'll probably do it again, but I did mean to say hello to my friend Maury, who is an old childhood friend. I wished her happy birthday via Facebook on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, she did a response to thank you. And she also said, I really enjoy listening. I've been listening to your show. I really enjoy it.
Oh, well, thank you.
And it's such a, I don't tend to think of anyone from Charleston ever listening to my show. So I'm like, wow, it's always nice to hear that because we never know who's listening.
There's a lot of people listening that we don't even know who listen to the show. Right.
Right. And for some reason, like it's so much easier to take a call from someone from, you know, Canada or South Africa and be like, oh yeah, you know, and then just get a mention in passing. Oh yeah, I listened to your show from an old classmate of mine. Is really
That's
cool.
Great.
So just says thanks, Lori. I hope everyone's fine with your family down in Charleston. I think my family's fine. I've been calling them like every day.
Thank God.
So they're fine. I think everyone's fine. They're just going to assess what kind of damage, you know.
Right.
Not necessarily to the house, or maybe to the house. I don't think anything hit the house, but you never know.
Right.
But like we try to do a follow-up with everybody, and you know, people are checking in from Florida to North Carolina. I have all my friends
sure.
and family that live in that area. So anyway, it's been great to get these kinds of messages and for people to call in or just to acknowledge that they've listened and that they actually enjoy it.
I know they
don't listen all the time, but that is very, very heartwarming and a nice way to kind of kick off the you know, anniversary week
yes,
for
ma'am.
6 years. So
crazy,
I guess you and I can't underestimate how many times people have listened to a show or possibly downloaded it or just found it accidentally and thought, hey, I should probably listen a little bit more. So we appreciate that. And we love hearing from you. So
yeah, we sure do. So thank you for that.
Yay.
So
I think we're good.
I think we're good. Okay, so we'll sign off. Yay. What a great show, as always. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to kick off our anniversary week celebration on this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye.